Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days for Lives and Friends. Tonight, we are celebrating our 100th podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So, party time. I'd like to thank everybody.
Wait, let me clear the confetti from my mouth. Woo!
You're not supposed to eat it. Yeah.
Too bad we didn't have more to celebrate, but...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and for our 100th podcast, I can't get the chat room up, so I'm aware of it. Of course. So I'm going to try it again, but for some reason, my computer started updating since I turned it on, and it's been, you know, half an hour now, and I still can't get the chat to work. So I'll keep trying. But we have here Miss Anna.
Hello.
And with Miss Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. And for the past 3 years, we've had numerous girls come in and sit in with us. And I just wanted to thank everybody who's ever participated with the show. And I'd like to give a special shout out to Heather Ragsdale. She's actually the one who turned us on to Blog Talk Radio. She found us. We're like, hey, we're looking for a podcast. And she's the one who found it. She actually, created the account and everything. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, I wanted to give her a shout-out. She deserves some recognition. Yeah, her name's Heather Ragsdale. If you see her on Twitter, she's mostly tweeting about Big Brother and Survivor.
That's right. Survivor started this week. Shoot, I forgot about it.
Oh, that's still on? Wow. I used to always watch that. I haven't watched it in years. So.
I usually watch it.
I used to watch it faithfully.
Totally I'm totally out of it lately.
Yeah, Lisa Welch was on this season from The
Fact
of Life.
Well, Blair.
Blair.
Yeah, Blair.
So follow us daily on our blog, divadaysforlives.blogspot.com. And we have two Facebook pages. One is the front page, Diva Days. And the fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And you can find the link to the Diva page here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find me. My name is Carrie. I'm on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And I'd like to thank everyone who's been following us and tweeting to us and replying about our comments about the show. Thank you.
We've got an awesome group of friends and people who are very supportive. It's really nice. We feel the love. And we love you back.
Yes, thank you. And, it's been 100. I guess I never thought we'd make it to 100. In the very beginning, we only did, two shows a month. And you might want to do it more often. And honestly, we wouldn't be doing it now if it wasn't for the stats. And we see how many people are listening. It blows my mind. I'm shocked. I mean, we've really come a long way. I mean, we're in the four digits every week. So to me, that just chucks the hell out of me. So thank you for all you guys who listen. You guys who listen every week, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So if you want to call in and chat with us, call in at 914-338-1239. And you can use Skype also. And I'm still working on the chat room. So maybe
some callers. We need some callers tonight.
If you want to talk to us, the show was bad, so we need help this week. If you want to talk to us, press the number one when you call in. If you just want to listen because your computer's bitchy or whatever, and you want to listen to it through your phone, press number two. Angela's in already. But you know, I'm gonna first encourage everybody to follow at Bob Halka. And that Amy Hafka are friends who, for them calling in that one time almost 2 months ago, we had our biggest podcast ever by leaps and bounds. It was three times the normal amount of listeners. I was holy cow. So we need to have Kislan more often. But Anne, I'll let you go ahead and pimp Kate, and then I'll get we have two callers. So go ahead and pimp Kate. What happened this week with Kate?
Well,
there's a lot.
Well, considering I haven't watched the show yet this week, it's going to be a quick pimping. From what I understand, there's some good scenes, I think, with Sammy and Kate, from what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
So I missed those. I think, from what I understand, and see, I'm not talking from knowledge here. I'm just guessing from what was on Twitter and stuff. But it sounds like Sammy and Kate are ganging up on Adrian. Is that what's going on? Because Adrian's hating on Will?
Defending Will, right.
Yeah.
Because
so cool
Adrian,
dynamic.
Will overheard Adrian telling Justin that she thought that Will was not good enough for Sonny and because all the trouble.
He canceled the date. I saw that he canceled the date, but then I didn't see anything after that. And I saw Adrian bad-mouthing him, you know. And I'm glad that Justin was like, by the way, our families aren't that great either, you know. Like,
right, Justin tried to remind her,
I'm like, hello, pot,
both families.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
But I will definitely be watching, especially the episodes with Kate in them. Do not fear any of you Cosby fans. But I was not able to get to it yet this week. So
they're
going to
take your Cosby card away. Yeah, they're going to take your Cosby card.
You can't do that.
They're
going to
revoke that card, boy.
It's irrevocable. But I will take this moment to we're getting a lot of people are liking Lauren's fan club page. So she's got some great pictures on there with Joe and her adorable state pictures.
Oh, they're
from
adorable.
Connecticut.
Yeah, Joe
Connecticut
looks really
event.
Good.
So awesome. And, I mean, Joe in his tennis shoes and his suit and his slacks is so cute. But he looks great. And Lauren looks stunning in her lavender purplish outfit. Oh, my gosh, she was just gorgeous. So they look adorable together. And I'm like, really wanting state again. I was pretty much done with state. But now I'm really hoping they revisit that because they are just so cute together. It was my ideal, since I can't say a whole lot about what actually happened this week, I will say what my ideal triangle right now would be is if Bill Horton came back as the guy who played him most recently, John Martin, last year the year before, whenever he appeared when Alice was dying and everything, and oh my gosh, he was so hot, and he and Kate just had that instant chemistry. So I would love to see him come back to town, and just about the time that Stefano and Kate are starting to reconcile, maybe, that would be my dream triangle right now, and then have her torn between Lucas's father and Stefano, you know, so anyway, that's
and
what I would
have
like.
Brady on the side.
Oh, no, she needs to have Brady right now. She needs to be having Brady right this moment.
Oh, there were some other good
Kate
scenes,
They had some scenes this week as well. And, oh, my gosh, those two, without even trying, they are so hot together. I mean, seriously, that would be Eric Marsoff's best pairing yet. Well, I love Nicole and Brady together.
Yeah.
Brady and Kate have such chemistry for not even trying. You know what I mean? It's not even like their characters are
and
trying
to
get
together.
Together.
You know, to
but
try
they,
to bring down
ooh,
family.
I know. I'm thinking
yeah.
that Couch of Titan needs to get a workout.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
But there were some other good Kate scenes too with Victor and Maggie.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Maggie threw her.
Oh,
that was
you
great.
You have to see the Victor scene. It was really good.
Yes. Yeah,
what
that was
happened?
Really good.
Kate came in, and she was having martinis with Victor, and
awesome.
Kate's telling Victor she wants to marry Sammy, marry Countess W. And then Maggie comes in and basically kicks her out of the house. It was pretty funny.
Oh. That's funny.
Well, yeah, because they were kind of joking around, because Victor wanted to take care of Nick. For Melanie
for Melanie.
basically, he was willing to bump off Nick, so Melanie
honestly,
and Chaplin had to get married.
And Maggie put a stop to it, and he listened to Maggie. She
funny.
Said, "Now, put down the
that's
phone."
Why I tweeted. Yeah, that's why I tweeted that Maggie has Victor's balls in a lockbox.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah.
That's what I was tweeting about.
And did you see when she went out the door? She went out the door, and it looked like he was going back over to the phone to pick it up, like after he thought that she was gone, and she comes around and peeks around the corner, and she said, "I see that," or something, as her, you know, like she's watching him again, like put the phone down.
So for Sarah Dreamer of Soap's benefit, there were some apparently really good magic scenes this week as well. So for her. Well, that sounds great. Well, I really did want to get to it today. I had an event to be at most of the day and just literally made it in like 10 minutes before the show started tonight. So I will definitely be catching that, perhaps on the SoapNet Marathon tomorrow night. We'll see. But I will say this about Tomlin, because I've been pretty much hating it since he came back.
Find something good to say, please.
But I will say this. I've mentioned before, I will give him credit for sort of reuniting Melanie and Brady as friends, because I used to love that dynamic.
Yeah.
And that dynamic was completely lost when Tomlin was gone. The other thing is Victor Snark came back as soon as Tomlin came back, because Victor was MIA for quite a long time there for a while, and he came back, and now he's got a Snark back, and now it sounds like Kate and Victor had one of their classic episodes or scenes where they're snarky together, so I'm dying to see that now. So, I mean, and I'll never forget, two, three years ago, I think it was when Chloe was in a coma, and Victor and Kate were walking around the hospital. Oh, my gosh, the snark was off the charts. They were so funny together. So I just love that dynamic. I would never want to see them romantic again, you know, but I definitely love their, you know, they just sort of meet each other at the same place. They're just so, like, on the same page, you know, as far as their humor and their, you know, their cynicism and everything, and it's pretty funny. I enjoy that. I enjoy those. So I will give Tomlin credit for, you know, bringing back things like that. But there's a lot of things I would really like to bash Tomlin for. Lauren Cosmo fan club page. There's some awesome pictures there. And follow her on @LaurenCoslow on Twitter. She was just verified recently, so she's got 17,000 followers. And then also just, you know, be an awesome copy. So anyway, so that's about all I have as far as Kate goes.
Okay, let me bring one of the girls on. Hello, error code 770. Hello? Is this Sabina or Angela?
If Angela's here, 770.
Yep, okay. Yeah, you have the same error code as Sabina. Yeah, I wasn't sure which one of you guys was on. Well, hello, Angela, what's up?
Oh, well, I was listening to what Anna was saying. I thought Kate and Sammy, I think they need to play that a lot.
Everybody loves it.
One of the things that is not good right now is just, you know, the tearing up of the Sammy character from a romantic perspective is, you know, ridiculous. You know, right now it's just, you know, whoever walks in the door, then that's who she wants to be with. And then,
she's panting at whoever, you know, walks in the door with pants on, you know, whatever.
Kind of getting nervous for Eric Brady's return, because I'm afraid that she's going to forget that she had a twin brother and she'll be going out again.
Well, he's got a hot brother.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I would if you were that hot. No, I'm just kidding.
I think Anna, there are enough things here that might ring a bell, but she can't do it. But I think, you know, because of so many of the things that I don't really am not real happy about right now, like I said, with the Rafe and EJ thing, and even what they're doing with poor Lucas, I just I'm disappointed about that. But I think that they need
to
be
good Lumi
scenes
this week, though.
Pardon?
There was good Lumi scenes this week.
Yeah, it was.
That was typical Sammy and Lucas, I thought.
I think like I said, but just to wrap up, I think some folks need to be at work, and I think Kate and Sammy need to be, you know, either having to work together or something, and really let the snark out. And because I thought it was great. I loved
well,
the film. Things this week.
Hey, one thing I'll interject since you're doing some great cami pimping. I heard somebody mentioned to me, and I haven't seen it myself, but apparently on the Days of Our Lives page, they posted a picture of Sammy and Kate or something, and they got tons of hits on it, you know, tons of likes and stuff. So, you know, let people know, let NBC at NBC Days, and let, you know, hashtag Days and the fan page, Days fan page, let them know that we love seeing Sammy and Kate together
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's like that was going so great for a while, and then when the writers changed, it's like it just, the bottom fell out of it and then nothing, you know?
Right.
And, you know, Tomo needs to know that that's something we really love to watch.
Right.
And even when they're on the same team, you know, that's the great thing about those two. They can be on opposite sides of the equation, or they can be on the same team. Either
mm-hmm.
way, they make it interesting to watch because they have such rich histories, and the characters are so fun and dynamic, and their history is so diverse and so checkered with each other that, you know, it makes for fun watching. Fans love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too, and it's a little, you know, it's a little bit different, and it's interesting, and I think that's one of the things, you know, I want to see a little bit of a different story with the best characters they've got and the strongest actors they've got, but just a little bit different story, you know. I'm not caring about, you know, rehashing again EJ and Rafe and Sammy. But I also think, you know, from a Lucas perspective, and like, you know, he did have some scenes this week, which was really good. And I really think, you know, Brian, I think, especially when he first came back on the show, you know, and again, I didn't have a tremendous amount of positive for Mardar, but I will say that, you know, he came back as a much more mature character, and I really liked that. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like he kind of step back a couple of steps. So I'm not really excited about him ever being buddy-buddy with Rafe or, you know, anything like that. But I do think he needs to have, they need to give him, you know, he's on the show, he's been on the show, he's got a fan base. You know, give him a story that does not center around Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know they
tried to do it with Chloe, you know, a couple of years ago, but that never, you know, that was not well written, or, you know, and that, or just didn't come together. But, you know, like I said, bring Autumn back from Hong Kong or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yes, that would be
fun. And like I said, I like the fact that he was so understanding with Will, and I hate to lose some of that. Like I said, I just, you know, I guess for some reason this week, maybe it's because we at least got to see a little bit more of Brian this week than we've seen, I was really kind of protective, thinking, you know, I really wish they would give him a story. I don't
right.
really care about it being a Sammy story.
Right.
But I think that would be good, and give him a job that didn't have anything to do with Sammy.
Right.
You know, that part, I think, is important. I'm not, you know, I guess the other big thing this week that I know, you know, the Sonny and Will piece. And, yeah, there are a lot of people that are really upset. I'm not real excited or concerned one way or the other about it, which I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know. I really don't know if I'm in the minority or, you know, with or there are other people that think this way too. I just don't care right now. I know that's awful, but I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure where, you know, like I said, I know they did the thing with Adrian and making her, you know, not wanting them to be together, which was, like y'all have already said, was a little bit contrary to, you know, the history of, you know, all the crazy stuff that she had in her life. But, you know, I know they did it for the purpose of making it a little bit more angsty and, you know, have people be a little bit more upset and have something to talk about. But, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure. I don't know what I want them to do with Will. The biggest thing right now is that I miss the EJ and Will.
Yes.
And
I do too.
William.
I love them two together.
Yeah. And I mean, EJ needs
great
somebody
chemistry
in his corner, you know, right now. That was really good. And I'm not saying having EJ and Will romantic story, but I'm just saying.
It was
hysterical. It was good. It was, there was so much that was fun about it. I don't find that right now with Sonny and Will, but maybe it's because Sonny hasn't really, been on the map all that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other big thing I thought of this week that, and I know that I've been kind of on a tear for the last couple of weeks, let Melanie go.
Tired of her whining. Get her married or not married or off or
she's
bright
Zilla.
It's funny.
She is bright Zilla.
She's been fine with Chad for how long? And yet
Chad's going
sudden,
to the dark side, isn't he? He's scared of her napping a little bit.
I don't even care about Chad. I don't know if Casey doesn't have the experience what am I to say as far as acting experience?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not a thespian, but I just don't feel it with him, and I feel like sometimes he's kind of phoning it in, and then it just doesn't, and, there's such a huge, the scenes with he and James, usually James can bring out, the best in everybody. I just felt like I wanted to punch, and say, get in the scene here. So I don't know. To me, I kind of wish that, when NBC had the fill in the blank thing where it said, Melanie, should blank something with Chad or whatever, I just said should leave with Chad. I know they keep saying, he's going to explore his dark side. I don't care enough about the Chad character after all this time, or maybe it's Casey's version of Chad, but I'm just over it. And like I said, so that and anything to do with Gabby, I really just kind of zone out. I haven't seen as many of those scenes at all. I think, I really like Blake Barris. I'm glad Nick is back. Obviously, they're having, this unexplained rivalry now with Chad and Nick, I'm trying to follow that because I like Blake, but I just think, like I said, there are so many good younger actors from One Life to Live that are unemployed. The girl that played Christina on General Hospital, the first one, they didn't feel like she just didn't have an old enough look for that character. She was a fantastic actress. There are people out there, and I just feel like, they could probably bring, they could do some switching around because, there's a lot of rumor that, since Will got with Gabby, and I know a lot of people are upset over that. I listened to a podcast this morning, actually, from the Daytime Confidential guys had been on The Morning Jolt with Larry Flick. And I guess it's Thursday or Friday, where they posted it on the Daytime Confidential, and I listened to it this morning. They had some, they were very upset over the whole Will and Gabby thing, and then also the potential of the rerun of Gabby and Will and Nick or Chad or whoever they're going to do, and having her be pregnant, just like Sammy did back, with Austin and Lucas. And we've been there, done that, and they can tell a new story. I mean, there is another story for young people besides that. So I hope that's not what they're doing. I don't know. Everybody's got different opinions about what they're doing, and I have been pleased that some spoilers, and I'm kind of pleased that they're doing this, because I think they are, they're giving out some bogus spoilers. And I forgot who it was that made the suggestion may have been Tom Casciello on Twitter a year or two ago, and that hasn't been recent at all. It's been a long time, a couple of years. But, you know, he was saying, you know, have them throw out some stuff there that really, you know, isn't necessarily going to happen. Because, you know, right now, especially since there's some people that, you know, are just really upset and are not tuning in for certain portions of the show. And like I said, I have to say, if it's a big day for Gabby, I don't make any big, you know, effort to make sure that I've listened in and gotten the full scoop on that, because I just don't care. So that that part of
it. And the only part that could save that for me, I know you're not fond of the idea, but the twist of her being pregnant with Will's baby, that actually could make it a little bit interesting, but I don't know that I can suffer through her suffering for 9 months. I mean, she's whiny and annoying enough as it is. I don't think I can handle another how many months in soap time, 12 months worth of pregnancy, where we're poor Gabby, oh no, Gabby's all tortured and upset and twisting the knife in the wheel or, you know, whatever, you know. I think it'd be pretty funny in a way, or kind of a fun twist for her to get pregnant after everybody knows he's gay, and then all of a sudden, oh crap, this little indiscretion, this little booty call thing, whatever it was.
Will's family. That would solidify long term Will having a family and some other things. But yeah, but there I read, and again, these are some things I've read off the board. I don't remember hearing this, but several people were talking about it on a board that I was looking at recently, that they made a point to say that Will was just 18. And, you know, I thought we had just gone through the whole process that Will had turned 21.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why we're pulling the clock.
I assumed he was 19. If he finished his first year of college, so I'm assuming he was 19.
I thought he was older than 18.
I thought he was drinking, so he was 21. But anyway, I did not see the scene, or if I did, it just went over my head. But there seemed to be a lot of discussion about that somebody had gone back and said, oh, he was only 18. And that I was going, you know, that also brings in just – to me, I would prefer that they are doing the gay story with someone that is, not just on the cusp of, you know, getting out of their teens, because, you know, there's so much confusion and so much growing up, and especially for boys, I think. I think if he were closer to 20, maybe in my mind, if he was closer to 21, then, you know, he's had a little bit more life experience and a little bit more maturity, and you know, has got a little. I just think it would fit better with that, him exploring, trying to figure out exactly who he is and what he wants and that type of thing. So, yeah, I don't particularly want to see that with 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds, and you know, that to me, I think it played better in my mind that he was a little bit older than that, and maybe I just made it up that he was 21. Because I thought it needed to be. So if they hired me as a writer, he would be at least 21. But I don't know. Those were some of the main things. Like I said, the show is it's kind of random right now. There were some great scenes, like you said, with John Aniston and those guys. And I think Lauren is doing a great job. I hope that they do start showing her more. Like I said, I'd love that, you know, that part too. I'm not happy about the race and EJ stuff with Sammy. Like I said, we don't think anybody, at least I know, a lot of folks, I won't say everybody, but I just think a lot of folks don't want to revisit 2010. And I guess my thought is, and I hope y'all talk about the ratings, because I know that you posted that, Carrie, on your site, you know, and the ratings and how they are. It's a critical time for the show. I mean, I don't think any big decision is going to be made till probably the spring again, March and April, about whether or not they give them that extension. And you know, but the ratings are just ridiculously bad. And that's, you know, long term, I mean, I think, and I have said this on Twitter a good bit, and it may have been, maybe if I've talked about it on your show, just shut, tell me to shut up. But I think that because the Today Show is in such trouble, and I think there's still a lot of, I know I personally have a lot of resentment about how they handled the thing with Ann Curry. But, you know, it's not necessarily, in, you know, they've had like 3 weeks where they've lost now against Good Morning America by some fairly good numbers. And so you've got that issue, and then you've got ABC who, you know, clearly, you know, is paying a price for what they did with the One Life to Live, you know, AMC cancellation, and then the fact that that General Hospital is doing pretty darn well at 2 o'clock and much better than Katie Talk Show. So I think if I were Comcast and NBC Universal, I would at least be thinking about that. So
yeah,
what is the
latest on that? Because I've been a little out of the loop on the daytime stuff in the last couple of weeks, but. What I know, Katie's show started and everything. What are her ratings looking like compared to GH in that time slot?
I think she lost, the first day she lost 43% of the viewership.
Holy cow.
And then I think one day she lost, I think the best she's done is she's lost 23% of the viewership. But she's still doing, you know, she's still doing best out of any of the talk shows that premiered. But I wouldn't say that it's a raving hit at all. And I think, you know, the numbers, like, I forgot, they were talking about the Chew, you know, the one that's at one, which I've never seen. I forgot what it was, but they're saying, you know, that the Chew is a terrible lead in for one, for GH. And I mean, GH ups the numbers. It goes like the Chew, and then GH's numbers are 70% higher than the Chew. So, like I said, to me, I think Comcast and NBC would need to look at that to say, we don't even have a strong set in the 4 hours of the Today Show we've got now, and we really want to antagonize soap fans.
Yeah.
But if Days is putting in a 1.4 or a 1.6, you know.
I just feel sorry for Days that they have lead-ins like Hoda Kotb and Kapuli Gifford. I mean, that's not fair to me.
Even that would be better because, having been down here at the beach for longer than 3 months, which was my plan to be down here 3 months, and I've been here a little bit longer than that, down here there are it's all paid advertisements, infomercials.
Oh,
I mean, it's awful. So I mean, they have
that's
basically
terrible.
No lead in because there's the handy chopper or
well,
the miracle.
I'm wondering if ABC should put GH during the lunch hour during noon. And then
Like I said, it may turn out that the move to two was not bad for them. Now, in whatever markets, and I haven't been in a market where GH
well,
is going
up against GH where I'm at.
That's going to be tough. I mean, that's
going to
be
tough.
Because
I really
want
to watch
like,
General Hospital. I try to.
Yeah, now with Ian coming on.
With Ian coming back for sure, and I think he's coming back, the first week in October.
Actually,
now
that I think about it, that probably is good because, like, in my market, Days is on at noon, and then General Hospital, I guess, is on at 1 now.
I barely can keep up with Days. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it goes on at the same time. So
I
have to, tape one, watch one online the next day so.
And this isn't the diva of GH, but I will say it's a darn good show, I think. I mean, There's some storylines I like better
couple
than
that
others.
I've watched. It is better, honestly.
It's much, much better, and they've got a balance of people and stories and some surprises to the fact that they had the little peek at Ian. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I think very shrewd because I think, I think that there were a lot of people that really enjoyed Ian.
Yes.
Whether they fantastic job with the McAllister story and Madison or not.
Right. I mean,
you know,
even though the whole writing behind the scenes changes and all that crap and the tug of war with NBC totally sabotaged his story on Days, I think he got a lot of people, I think he really captured a lot of people while he was on there that maybe some of whom had watched him on Days on GH years ago and some of whom maybe from other shows that he's been on, but like they really, you know, really enjoyed him, you know. And so, yeah, I decided if he went to GH, I'd follow him there. I'd watch him on there.
Well, and that's exactly what happened to me. I loved him as Duke Lavery. I loved the Duke and Anna story. And, you know, and having him on Days, you know, brought all that back. Also the fact that he was so accessible. He did, you know, did the Diva show. He did.
Oh, played with us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He still does. Yeah.
Right.
He's been busy, though, lately. He's in his musical troupe, Citizens Band. You know, they travel different places, put on shows and stuff. So, yeah. And then he's in a web series, Old Dog, New Tricks. So he's busy, doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dave's really lost the prize there. I mean, you know, and with that goatee, he looks so good with that goatee. Ooh.
Oh yeah,
but you know they really shot themselves. They could have made him he could have been such a pivotal character on there, and could have really turned things on their ear. And you know, instead, you know, they basically shot down, you know, the storyline with Kate, and they, you know, sent it. You know, those last scenes were so miserably painful for me, not because of not because of the way he acted in them, but. They were so painful having to listen to Ian profess his love for Madison and all that bull. It just was disgusting. It was awful. I could hardly watch it.
The other part with Stefano and with James or with EJ, it was awesome. And you're thinking, God, we could have had that the whole time.
We could have had that for months. And they totally ruined it. Those actors, and you throw Kate/Lauren in the midst of those three actors. Oh my gosh, those four could have made the show. People would have turned in every day to see that.
Well, yeah, Frank Valentini, the executive producer at General Hospital, and again, I just think he and Ron Colavati are just awesome. But were very shrewd because again there are a lot of they're going to get Days of Our Lives fans over there.
Oh sure.
I mean, and if they were to bring back, you know, there seems to be a rumble out there about maybe trying to bring some cast back and so forth. Since they're kind of moving a little bit more away from the mob and going back to some of the other focuses of the show, I think it was a shrewd move. I really do. So I'm hoping that, I'm hoping Dave kind of gets it together. It's complicated to think about how they get it together, but they better do, you know, they need to do something fast. And if I hear one more time from anybody that, they're having a slow build for such and such, I've just been thinking, y'all are fools to be doing a slow build on anything. You better be doing something darn fast. I don't care if it looks like doing Whiplash. Get people interested in watching the show.
And I'm sorry, but as a viewer who didn't watch during the 90s but saw enough clips here and there of Kristen and Susan Banks and all, I am absolutely dreading the Kristen show when it starts up. Nothing against the actor. I don't even know her or anything about her or anything. But other than, you know, when I used to watch Y&R in the 80s, I knew, you know, Eileen. But so nothing against her or anything. But it's like, you know, she's going to be on every single flipping day. And I'm like, you know, that's how they do things. That's when they bring Nick back, they put him on every day. When they brought Melanie on, they put her on every day. When they're bringing Kristen back, Kristen and Susan are going to be on all the time, and I'm dreading it, absolutely dreading it.
I like Eileen Davidson. I have a lot of trepidation about how they're going to bring anything to do with Susan Banks there with James Scott.
That makes me nauseous just to think of him in a scene
with
her.
Mother and his sister. Yeah, really.
Ew.
One's
Ew, however it's going to be that, We'll just have to see. I don't know what they're going to do. But
I'm just
what
not
concerned
looking forward
me
to that
is
at all.
Enlist. Huh?
I'm just not looking forward to it at all. And it's going to be sacrificing the screen time of people that we actually do enjoy watching, I think. I don't know.
We haven't seen it yet, so I'm trying to stay as positive as I can. Like I said, I do like Eileen. I don't the Susan Banks part of it, I just don't know how in the world they fit that in. I guess we'll see. But I think the thing that concerned me more than anything, and again, I'm not, I guess I'm torn. I just don't feel like John and Marlena need to be front burner. I'm not saying they should be off the show. I'm not saying, I don't really know if they should or they shouldn't. But I know that I am, just not intrigued, me personally.
Yeah.
And I feel like, when Drake Hogeson said at the Connecticut Day of Days event that there was going to be a huge story, front burner story, for he and Marlena and Kristen, I thought, no. I mean, if they're going to do something, it better be a different story. Again, tell a different story. We've already seen that story, and they were all 15, 18 years younger. We don't need to see that again. So that part of it concerns me. I like Eileen Davidson. Obviously Sony made it clear that they wanted her on Days. So, we'll give it the benefit of the doubt and let's see. Because, like I said, I do think she's a good actress. And I even having her hook up with Brady or something for a while, that would be
Dagny. That's actually cringeworthy to me.
Okay.
No offense, but that is just.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I want Brady and Nicole to get together, and like I said, that more than anything. But and then plus have her and Eric Brady
Brady
and
Kate, yes, but Brady and Kristen, that grosses me out.
Anyway, something other than Kristen and John and Marlena, because like I said,
been there, done that.
It's going to be that. That's going to be. I think it'll be a sinking ship, but who knows? What do I know? But I think that's some of the biggest things. And what Carrie said a few minutes ago, and then I'll be quiet and let everybody else talk. I think that what they have said they were going to do now for 3-5 years of cutting the cast and having a really solid core, 15-17 contract players, and those being really top-notch actors, and having enough of a mix of an age group, and then the weaker links and characters that people, for whatever reason, have not bought into as well, including horror, Dr. Jonas, we just need to move on from that instead of continuing to make something work that's not working. Because, they could get a core set of actors going and just work those people more. And, I'd much rather see a smaller group of people that are really good than a wide set of people that, are either mediocre or bad. And in between, because it's just a bunch of filler. And I feel like that's what we've seen the last couple of weeks is a good bit of filler. And, I'm sad about Peter Reckle. The closer it gets to not seeing him, but I was pleased that at least they made it sound like he and Hope were not going to get a divorce. And I hope that they don't do that.
I think they're
going to
recast him because it sounds like he's going to do another job. But if he goes away, how's he going to go away without Hope and Sierra? Unless he's going to go away for a while and try something else and there may be opportunity to bring him back. I'm just curious, because they're setting something
now. Maybe Sean and Paul will come back on the fancy face, and he'll go out on the fancy face for us.
Well, I'm thinking he might want to try to find himself, and Hope's going to agree to let him go for so many months or a year or something, and or to find what he needs to do. I'm thinking maybe that's what they're going to do. I don't know.
Well, I noticed that was it Patrick? What's his name? What was the guy's name that played?
Played Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that
Brody,
he wished Chris.
Brody Hunsler.
He tweeted Christian a happy birthday and stuff, and they were kind of playing back and forth, and I was like, I think they're trying to hint at him coming back. You know, like, you know, sometimes if you put it in people's consciousness, they'll talk about it or tweet about it or want that or whatever. I kind of wonder. I thought it was cute. There's a really, really cute, cute video of Lauren and Christian being interviewed. I think it's We Love Soaps, and it's on Lauren Kubla's fan page. It is the cutest interview with those two and one of the guys from We Love Soaps. And they were kind of talking about, oh, well, maybe Kate and Hope could be sisters. You know, like maybe Doug was, you know, like had a secret love child with somebody, you know, years ago, and it was Kate, you know. And they were joking about it, and we're like, yeah, that would be fun. You know, wouldn't that be hilarious? You know, so anyway. So they were having fun with that idea, and I was like, hey, I'm on board with that. But anyway.
Speaking of Peter Rickle leaving.
It's a cute interview, so I'd encourage you guys to go watch it. It was really cute. What?
Go ahead, Marianne.
Okay, speaking of Peter Rickle leaving, and you were saying about how Brody Hunsler was on Facebook, I think the one that played Larry Welch, Andrew Massette, is that how you pronounce his last name? He was on kind of hinting on his website, somebody, or on Facebook, he was saying, wouldn't that be something, or if Larry Welch would come back at the time that Bo leaves. So I think he's trying to find an angle to come back. That's like, you know, so I just saw that
is
today.
Larry dead? Is Larry dead? He's dead. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is he dead? Oh, well, you know how that is.
Yeah, whatever.
I always liked him. What was his name?
I'd rather see Tony come back from the bed than Larry. But
Larry
yeah.
Welch.
Yeah.
What was his name in real life? What was the actor's name?
Is it Massett? Something like that. Andrew.
Andrew. Yeah.
Massett. Yeah.
Yeah.
He commented on a Days of Our Lives. Somebody posted a Days of Our Lives picture from the '80s, from 1984.
Oh.
And different, like, Tassie Peace commented on it. He commented on it. Teo was tagged in it. I don't know if he'll comment or not. Sometimes he does. Different places, you know, different times he'll tag these different actors in these group photos on their Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and he made a comment, and that's what he was saying. Then somebody said, would love to see you come back. And he says, well, you know what you have to do. And I think, he, you know.
I think, yeah, there's several of us. It would be fine if they bring him back as recurring. But to me, I would like Teo to come back and be on contract. You know, like I said, one of those four fifths.
Oh, yeah, with Kristen coming back, it's a good time. It would be another good time for him to come back.
Right.
It's been many good ways, but I don't know. I don't know if that ship has sailed or not. But you never know.
Carrie, this is a question for you. I had read several things on Twitter Friday that said that where the source of this thing was, I don't know, that there was just potentially a big announcement for Days next week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about that and what it could possibly be?
I haven't heard anything, but from lurking around, I guess it was in Soap Opera Digest this week. They said there were going to the Days was going to announce some big changes. I guess that was the phrase they used. And some people are saying that they think their contract, Days' contract, got extended for 2014. And I guess some of the actors were asked about it, some of the fan events, and they all said absolutely they thought the show was going to get re-upped or a contract extension, or whatever. I guess they had an extra pickup one year. So that's out there. It could be something as benign as just, a sod magazine with Peter Rickle leaving and Molly leaving and Eileen coming back and Greg Vaughn coming on and Nadia coming on. So I guess, I don't know if you would call those major changes, but I guess it would be if you're having Kristen back, and I guess Stefna comes back, I think, a little bit before her. So I don't know really what it is. It could be the one-year pickup, or maybe it's just stuff we already know, like looking at past changes.
Where was this set?
Soap Opera Digest. They said there's going to be some
major changes with Dave that are to be announced. But a lot of people are assuming they got picked up for another year. So, yeah. But I guess Lauren actually was one of the people who said that she thought they were going to get, someone asked them, she thought they definitely were going to get picked up for another year.
That would be a change then, though. I'm thinking more cast changes.
Yeah. As far as gossip, I really haven't heard anything for a few months. So, you know, it seems to be pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah, maybe it could be some switches around between who's executive producer and who's head writer and some of that, too.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess maybe we'll find out next week. I don't know. So you and we do have another caller. I'm going to see if I can grab them if I get back to that page. I want to apologize, everybody. I moved my office around. I lost my area code list. So I'm going to have to start that again. But we have area code 404 on the line.
Hi, that's Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
Hello.
Right. Sorry you're on hold for so long.
Oh, that's okay. I'm kind of in a daze as to what I want to say now, but that's okay. I did want to say
sorry to wake you. Sorry to wake you.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Well, I've been kind of multitasking. Is that like?
I know. I'm just teasing. No. Yeah, we're
Dina,
not
you're not lost for
were,
words.
We're
no,
not,
come
we're
on.
We're not offended. We're not offended at all that you were in a daze after listening to us.
I do want to say before I forget this thought that I really would love for Brody Hutzler to come back. I love him. And he was briefly on that GCB, which got canceled.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that was him? Okay, I remember seeing him on that.
Yeah, so for him to come back today would be so fun. But yeah,
few,
I know what you're
saying. A few moments that I saw on that show.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying about bringing tons of people back and, you know, they're not getting rid of enough, and it's just kind of, it's kind of a balancing act. And, I mean, I want everybody that used to be on back in the day to come back and them to have those kind of storylines again, but we all know that that may or may not happen. But I'm still rooting for Tony to come back. I really want him to come back.
Yeah.
So,
you and the rest of us.
But, yeah, but I did want to say happy 100th, and I hope for 100 more.
Aww. Well, thank you
you're
for
actually,
all your support.
Thank you very much.
Your show was it was the first time I ever started with talking to any of the actors on one of these shows.
Oh, wow.
And it started in Coswell. Remember
aww.
That story?
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank you for that as well. And that's awesome getting to know all of you and chat with you guys.
Yeah.
So
it's been fun. That's the thing. It's like you never think, oh, wait, someday I can actually talk to those people and, like, actually, you know, get to know them on podcasts and stuff. It's fun. It really is. It's fun for us, you know, and it's fun for us to get to know the actors and all of you guys. I mean, it's been a great journey so far.
Yeah. I don't know what to say really about the recent writing and stuff. I have been kind of bored at times. I'll be on my on Twitter or on my iPod and I'll totally, like, not even hear anything going on. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, and I don't really care, mm-hmm. which is surprising because I am. This has always been my show. It's always been the only soap I've watched. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, I'm getting disheartened from it because, like, I really want it to be just as good. And I have seen some slight glimpses of how it used to be and how exciting it can be. And I understand that there's a little too much of Sammy, but at the same time, I love Sammy and Kate. I love,
mm-hmm.
like you said, love them. And their chemistry and their banter is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I'm enjoying. Trying to think what else I'm enjoying. It's been hard for me to figure out. But yeah, I have been. And I'm still working hard on trying to get them to bring Austin, you know, Patrick Muldoon back. I know that that's probably a lost cause, but I don't care. I have Team Muldoon to work on that. And I'm actually coming up on an anniversary myself. On October 9th, it'll be a year since I started Team Muldoon. So I want to be able to celebrate somehow, but I don't know how, especially since Patrick's on the show anymore. And he's been rather MIA from Twitter. So anyway. But, yeah, that's about all I have to add. Unfortunately, I'm not sure what else to say.
Well, congrats on your anniversary.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it, even though I don't know how I'm going to celebrate.
I don't know. I think of something. Sorry, I don't have any Pat memorabilia, so I can't help you out on that one.
Well, I mean, I have plenty of photos, and I am going to have some photo montages made. I've got somebody who's going to create them for me because, unfortunately, I haven't got any kind of software or anything to do that with. So I will be having something created by another Twitter friend of mine, and so that will get tweeted out that day. As far as that's the only thing I can think of at the moment. So if you have any ideas, you can shoot them to me if you want.
Yeah.
Any ideas would be greatly appreciated at this point.
And that's at Team Muldoon, right?
Yes.
At Team Muldoon. So you give Sabina some ideas.
So, but again, great show, and I enjoy chatting with you guys, and I enjoy listening to you and all the ideas, because I don't have that kind of creative mind. I'm creative in other ways, with pictures and with scrapbooking, that kind of creativity. I don't have the writer's creativity. I can't even come up with, you know, fun ways of, you know, writing the show. And I would love to be able to do that, but I don't have that gene or that creativity.
Oddly enough, that's the same problem our head writer has, but I'm bummed. Only he gets paid a heck of a lot of money to do that. No, I'm kidding.
But you guys definitely need to start submitting your ideas, because you guys come up with some awesome ideas that I think they really need to hear.
I'm still determined that Abe needs to find poor little Faye Walker in the basement in the mansion.
Yes, they totally do. I totally agree with that one.
Hopefully somebody's been feeding her.
I guess I do want to mention, though, that I did basically just recently joined Team Kate with an awesome T-shirt that I won over there at the Land of Oz.
Cool.
A Team Kate shirt. I will be getting that, and I will post pictures.
Oh, good.
It is an amazing-looking shirt, so
can't wait to get it. Yes. I have one of those, too, from a few years ago. Yes, they're cool. Mm-hmm. They're very cool. Very awesome. Team Kate rocks.
Oh, okay. Let's see what else happened this week. Oh, my God. It just seems all. Oh, now we recover that.
Bo and Hope and their job, isn't it kind of very similar to real life?
Yeah.
Bo doesn't want, they were getting pay cuts. Bo's upset. He doesn't want to take a pay cut. You know, he's upset because he has to take a pay cut. Hope is like, oh, that's okay. I think we can do all right. We have been, she's agreeable, just like Christian Alfonso and just like Peter Reckle. In the same, I'm sad. I'm wondering how he liked when he got that script.
Peter totally Peter totally cheered up when James Reynolds said something like, oh, things wouldn't be the same without you, or something like that, or whatever it was about, Bo quitting the force. Yeah,
it's like storyline parallel to the real life, you know, what's going on in the show.
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, cops getting burned out, too. I mean, you know, and it cracks me up, too. It's like, well, how many times have we seen Red and Nail the Mirror?
You know, he's in his 50s or whatever. I guess he's supposed to be, Bo is. I don't know. But, Yeah. Like, it's kind of, that part is kind of realistic. You know, him wanting to try and do something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's interesting, though. I haven't seen those scenes yet. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
interesting how that, you know, you wonder when they read those scripts, like, what is it? What are they
mm-hmm.
thinking?
And then I don't know if anybody caught it, but Carolyn Brady was on, and she was screaming at this lady on the phone that she didn't get her order in. And finally Gabby said, Carolyn, that order came this morning. Don't you remember you signed for it? And Carolyn's like, oh, yeah, or like she's forgetting.
Oh.
She's starting to lose her memory. They're going to do a story on maybe
oh.
she had Alzheimer's
oh,
or something.
That.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was just very, very quick. You know, it was just one of the scenes where, uh-huh.
Well, Peggy
yeah,
McKay
was,
can certainly carry it off.
Mm-hmm. So I thought,
wow.
oh, maybe they're going to give her some kind of storyline that way. So,
oh.
you know, and that is a thing that, you know, is prevalent, I mean, in a lot of families and
oh,
things.
Sure.
So, yeah, so I don't know if they're going to go there or not, but I don't know why else they would have done it.
I wonder, wasn't there a rumor about how maybe Bo was going to go off looking for something or someone or something? I wonder if Caroline takes off and he goes on a search for her or something. I don't know.
Mm. Could be.
I don't know. That just hit me because I thought I heard somebody talking about that at one point, but that they heard that he was going to go off somewhere looking for, trying to save someone or help someone or something like that. And I don't know.
But I assume it might have been Kim, though, because didn't he help Kim medically a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he donated something to Kim.
Oh, yeah, he donated something, even though he's an organ recipient himself and could never be a donor for anything, I'm
and
sure.
And they're not related either. Actually, well, they're half-siblings, too.
Yeah.
They're not even full-siblings. Yeah.
But, yeah, that wasn't very realistic. But I think that was during one of Peter's vacations.
What I was going to say is that I think Nikita, the lady that helps Jason Cook do his Twitter account, this is Jason Cook, they have been doing, I think for the last week, at least for the last week, maybe 2 weeks, they've been posting different scenes of Jason as either Sean, and they have had some from GH, but more of them have been from Dave. And he did. They had some fabulous scenes from with Sean and Bo right after baby Zach was killed, and they really. So I think everyone is kind of wondering, and I know I certainly would like to see Jason Cook, and I'd like Jim Lilly to come and be Belle, but to have Shell come back. And I do think it's been interesting that they've been posting those scenes. Like I said, they are doing some GH scenes too, but they've really done some fabulous scenes from Dave. And so I thought that was kind of interesting that they're trying to keep that kind of in the forefront for folks that maybe aren't necessarily seeing Jason Cook on screen right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring another caller. I think this is Sarah. Area code 775.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I did the magic pimping for you.
Well, I missed the first part of the show.
I pimped you early.
The days
and
are our show. Yeah, you're allowed to miss days. You're not allowed to miss us.
But wait, but I didn't actually get to watch the show, so you could still fill us in being the magic correspondent.
Well, I think there should be more Kate, Victor, and Maggie scenes.
Yes. Yes. I think that would be an awesome idea.
because didn't they
allude to that a while back where when Victor showed up, when Brady said that he was giving Kate a promotion and everything, and that, well, Victor wouldn't have, that wouldn't have happened without Victor's approval, and then Kate and Victor had a scene or two where they discussed how, well, now things are different. It's not an issue because we're no longer together and I'm happily married to Maggie kind of thing. That was kind of a little foreshadowing to me. Not that there'd be a romance with those two, but just that there could be a little bit of angst or something. There, a little bit of, maybe Maggie getting a little jealous or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
That'd be kind of fun. That'd shake things up a little bit.
Anything with the three of them is going to be golden.
True. Very true. Good point.
Yep. So, well, I guess we should probably get a lot of Maggie and Victor this week with the whole Melanie wedding stuff. You know what's odd is maybe Fizz is not her kid, but Adrian didn't want Sonny with Will, but she was totally okay with Melanie marrying Chad as a Demira. So that just seems, I mean, really.
I'm
going to
say something, but don't get mad at me.
Uh-oh.
I totally don't mind Melanie. Okay, maybe a little bit of whining too much, but it doesn't bother me. Chad's the one that's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I like Melanie better than Chad. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I used to.
Yeah,
really,
Melanie's grown on me.
In the,
yeah.
Story, in the story where Chad was, when, you know, Stefano and Kate, where Kate knew that Chad was his son and all that stuff, that part was fun to me, and I, you know, I liked Chad during that era, but then when they dropped the whole Demira thing and they really weren't playing
that,
that
potential.
Up, now, you know, now he does, I mean, and I like Casey a lot, but Chad is getting on my nerves. He is, you're right. I see that, Sarah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Everybody keeps on saying stuff about Melanie, and I'm all like, it's not half as bad as what he's doing. He's like totally trying to act like a Demira, which he tried to deny who he was all this time, and all of a sudden he's doing this. It makes no sense to me.
When it's convenient for him.
I kind of like seeing him embrace his dark side. I just don't know. I hope he can carry it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing
that
I wonder about. Not so sure, but I mean, I like Melanie. I've had a love-hate relationship with Melanie. I even told Molly one time, I was like, you know, when you first came on, I could not stand Melanie. I just couldn't. I could just, ugh. But then I grew to love Melanie, and I really loved it when she and Brady were together and their little brother-sister kind of weird chemistry thing. They're just really cute together. And then I loved it when Nathan and Melanie were together. And I even kind of liked Phyllis and Melanie after I got over not having Flowey. You know, I kind of liked them together. But then when her mom was on and it was like her and what's her name? Crystal Chappelle. You know, what's her character's name? I can't even remember now.
Carly.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Carly.
Yeah. Once that was a big story, I got annoyed with Melanie again. I was just like, oh, you know. So for me, it just kind of depends on the story and what's going on. But I do like Molly. I think she's a sweet girl and she's very talented. And I'm gonna miss her. But I get what you guys were saying earlier about get it over already, because it has been stretching out for quite a while now. But I'm glad that they gave her a story to end with, because she has been, you know, she's been a very reliable little performer for 4 years on the show, you know. And I have to say, she agreed with me. She's like, she felt the same way, when she first started on the show and everything. And so I think, these poor actors have to come on and they have to do what the writers are doing to them. And they're probably thinking, oh, Lord, this is driving everyone crazy, but I have to do it. It's my job, you know. And plus, I think she's grown as an actress, too, over the time that she's been on the show. So I think it's a combination of they were overriding for Melanie. They had her on every day and everything, and they saturated the show with her, just like they're doing with Nick right now. And I love, Barris. It's not him. It's not his fault. But anyway. Yeah, so I good point, Sarah. I agree with you. I think, at this point, it's kind of they stretched it out, but I do like Melanie. I do like her character.
Yeah, I don't mind Melanie either, but I just say that I think all of her romantic pairings were failures. And that's a problem with a lot of the characters on the show, is that they're just not working with another person.
Yeah, Gabby. Yeah.
Gabby, Daniel, Chad.
Yes.
Rafe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Or even Jennifer. Jennifer has never worked with anybody but Jack. Never.
Right.
I mean, well, like, no. If you want to go back to the 80s, you know, I guess some people liked her with Creepy Emilio. I really, that was just wrong, if you ask me.
Some people liked her with Frankie.
Frankie.
Oh, Frankie, yeah, but we're not going back. I mean, seriously, we're talking
other than
a while
that,
ago.
No.
Yeah, that's 20 some odd years ago. And then they tried Frankie the last time, and that didn't work out at all.
No.
So, yeah. Yeah, we were, actually, Jamie was just tweeting about, he thought it was awkward with Jennifer and Brady being in scenes together.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually liked their
scenes.
Them.
So did I.
Yeah.
I thought, I never thought of that, you know, pairing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well,
I thought, how about Jen and Rafe, too? Was, you know, I don't know. That's different.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice change of pace.
Jen and Brady.
I said to someone, maybe it was Haley Loves Lumi this week on Twitter, like, I just feel like I'm watching reruns. You know, with Rafe, Sam, and EJ, and Jennifer and Daniel, and it's just, you know, and you can't get into the whole Jennifer, Daniel, and Nicole storyline, because I didn't like Jennifer, and Nicole and Daniel only had sex for a couple months, and that was it. So that's not really even a triangle, because really no one is actually in a relationship with Daniel at all. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's not even a, you know, it's not really a triangle when no one's in a relationship with anybody, really.
Yeah. And shouldn't you be in mourning for Jack? I mean, come
on. I know, that's
getting
the crap out of me.
She tragically lost, just got back together, just found him. They were going to get married, tragically lost him, and now she's all worried about, she's all worried about Daniel. She's all into Daniel now. I mean, I don't know. That's just way too quick, I think.
Yeah. I do like Abby and Cameron together. Now, I guess they broke. I missed some of the scenes the week before, but so Cameron broke up with her.
Yeah, basically, I guess.
Yeah,
I think they'll get back together. I think it's one of those.
They'll get back together. He's just trying to, you know, she doesn't know what she wants, or
Right. She's totally giving him mixed signals, and he doesn't know why.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he should have a clue. Her dad just died.
Well,
and
yeah.
She's in mourning, and she thought she wanted to have sex, and then she didn't, and then she did. So, I mean, I think he should have given her a break, and definitely not have sex with her right now until she's feeling better, but dumping her was probably the worst thing he could do. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why he did that.
He could have been a little bit more compassionate, or a little more understanding if he cared for her, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, and we had a Billy and EJ scene this week, too.
That's right.
Those are so stupid. You want them two together. I don't know. Just seems like they need to do something with Billy. They just don't know what to do with her.
Well, they are fired.
They put her in scenes with EJ, complaining about Sammy. So,
yeah.
But she's leaving anyway, so.
Yeah.
But she's still filming, though, I think.
Oh.
I thought I read somewhere she's still filming. So. Oh, and Jennifer and Nicole had an awesome fight this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I talked about that. What did Jennifer call Nicole?
Some of it. I was thinking I missed the whole week, but I guess I did see parts of different.
Jennifer and Nicole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicole called Jennifer.
Yeah, because Jennifer got wind of what Nicole did, and that Jennifer's on a mission to save Daniel because she knows Daniel's going to lose his license because he's lied about.
They let Rafe in on it now, you know, so they're going to plot. So they're probably going to do something. They're going to, switch some DNA, or Jennifer's probably going to do something to help Daniel that way, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand how, if Jennifer successfully proves that Daniel switched the DNA results, I don't know how that's going to help Daniel.
No, or she's going to try to cover it. I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do.
The best way for her to cover it up is to leave it alone.
Yeah. Technically speaking, Daniel didn't switch anything. Nicole switched it. He got on.
Yeah.
He caught on to
it. He just knows. He didn't do
and
it.
Now he knows. Yeah.
He just knew. Yeah.
So, I just don't understand how Jennifer DeGange was going to help. And you knew they were hospital. She didn't get fired again from the hospital. Because she had no right to be digging into anyone's medical records. So, I have a feeling she's not going to last at the hospital again very long.
But
the other thing I will say that Tomlin brought back is Maxine. Because you notice as soon as
you
started writing,
yeah.
Maxine came back. And I love her. It was so funny. She gave Daniel the poster for the party they were having for Jennifer. She goes, "I put you down for a case of beer," or something like that. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, funny. But Noemi was the flyer to Jennifer Horton, and Jennifer hasn't gone by Jennifer Horton probably in 20 some odd years. She's always been Jennifer Devereaux. Even when they were divorced,
yeah,
she was...
That's funny. I didn't even know
that. You know, maybe it happens in Salem, but people I know in real life, when they get divorced, they tend not to change their last name back.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they have kids, it's kind of easier just to keep your ex-husband's last name.
Somebody was tweeting Jennifer Horton with a W in front of it. I thought that was pretty
funny. Yeah, she tweeted it to me. It was on Jennifer Horton, Whorton.
R-E-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, Yes, I don't know. Yeah, I have a feeling there was this Corday leaked a spoiler saying Nicole's worst nightmare comes true, and everybody kind of assumed that maybe she was losing the baby, but I think it's probably EJ finding out the kid's his.
Yeah.
So, which is that's going to have to come out eventually. It's not like that's going to go on forever.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's think. Is there anything else? Yeah, but I can't remember what Jennifer called Nicole. Oh, I can't remember what it was. Then Nicole's been talking to the baby all week. I think it was Friday. She kept Nicole kept swearing in front of her unborn child and apologizing. That was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Danny and Daniel or DJ. Yeah. Should I call you DJ or... No, DR.
Yeah.
That's doctor. DR. No, that's not right.
Yeah. And she called Jennifer a bitch in front of her unborn child and then apologized. And it was actually pretty funny. And then she said Jennifer was Snow White. And Nicole made a comment like, "Oh, I'm going to have to kill Snow White." And that was pretty funny. But, yeah, crap. I wish I could remember what it was. Because Abby walked in on them fighting. At the worst moment for Jennifer, but Jennifer called Nicole a name. But.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Yep. So this
is a little bit, but when they were in Connecticut for the Day of Days, you know, a lot of people were, and I know y'all talked earlier about state and I think I understood Lauren to say, you know, and Joe to say that they wanted fans to let, you know, the producers know that we really do want to see State back and have those two together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Or did they listen to the fans that much or not? I don't know.
Well,
they don't seem to.
Film Christmas this week, so you're not seeing anything for a while.
But tweeting about
filmed.
It, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest pet peeve. They've got to stop doing that. General Hospital doesn't have to film that far in advance. I'm sure it's a money saver, but I don't think it could possibly be 3 or 4 months. I just don't see it.
But it ruins the show too. It can ruin the pace of things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that they already filmed Christmas.
Yeah.
They're actually done filming Christmas right now.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they filmed.
And to give you an idea of how much farther they are in advance than they used to be, I was at the studio November 5th, '09. November 5th, '09, Lauren was in her outfit that she was wearing for the Christmas Eve episode that year. So November 5th, they were basically filming the
about
episode that was airing like December 23rd. So that's what, 6 weeks.
Not quite,
and now
about 6 weeks,
they're
seven,
in the,
yeah.
They're in like they're filming that same thing like
three full months
in advance or more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
actually
three and a half months.
Yeah, but Nadia, I guess Nadia tweeted she's going back to work on Tuesday, and we already heard she was returning
January
in January.
4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
I hope
ridiculous.
She's taking Daniel with her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I want to see a Dan Lowy or Dan Blow Me or whatever we used to call him. that's the only way I want to see a reunion between those two is if she's taking them out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are hoping, but I don't know.
I don't know.
She might be there to take...
I hope she's not taking Lucas.
That's what I was saying.
That's so not plausible. Ugh.
Now, that's one of the worst pairings that Lucas... And Lucas had some pretty bad pairings. But
yeah. That was
Lucas
a horrible
Carrie
story. That was the worst ever.
I'd like for Lucas to have a storyline, but not with Chloe. That was
No, that ruined him. And besides, that was one of the reasons, Angela, you mentioned earlier, when he first came back, it was so refreshing because he found his balls again and he was actually really... centered and mature and really found his way and, you know, had a confidence that he didn't, you know, those early scenes when he first came back with Sammy and him, it's like he had this inner confidence that he didn't have before because they basically emasculated him with Chloe and he left town with the tail between his legs, you know, it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the worst case scenario as far as that goes for me. I mean, at least Daniel and Chloe sort of kind of, even though I could not stand them as a pairing and I fast-forwarded through like 98% of their scenes, you know, I was blinded by the orange porn glow and I never quite got over it. But I at least could sort of see that would give their fans some closure or whatever. But, like, I'd really prefer her being with Philip, but, you know. And I wish they'd bring Philip back. I wish they'd bring Jay Kenneth back. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, if they're going to bring her back and it's a short-term thing, I would be okay with her coming back and taking Daniel off with her. But I don't know. The Lucas thing would make no sense to me whatsoever. That would make absolutely no sense. Please, no one answer all at once. No. I know, you're still thinking about Dan Blow Me. I'm sorry. That originated somewhere else, I'm not going to say. But,
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, anybody got anything else? I'm surprised we're still on.
Yeah, really?
Well, thanks to Angela,
well, we had
Sabina,
callers,
and Sarah.
Yeah,
thank you guys. Does this show have been done in about
thanks, everybody.
20 minutes? Yeah.
Shout out to
Sorry.
The Rose for saving us on the dashboard many times, Rose the Briar.
Yes.
Yes. Appreciate biggest. All of our friends who've been very supportive.
Yes, and Jan and Anne.
Of course. And Jennifer.
And
Rex.
Jen.
Rex. Jennifer Rex.
Jennifer
Rex.
Or Rex,
because her name in the blog talk is Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All
right.
All right,
let me strap it up.
Thanks to everybody who called tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
thanks
you.
Everyone, and happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Right.
Oh.
see everybody, same time, same place. And
all right.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Maui next week. And, you know.
Well, you should have put that at the top of the agenda, huh? Oh, boy.
And that might be the only thing on the agenda next week is Melanie. So, all right, everybody.
I move that we not discuss her next week. Anyone want to second that motion?
The show would be like 10 seconds long. I'd say, hi, come follow us on blah, 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 my spiel. And, all right, we'll see you next week.
All right. Talk to you guys.
We did see her dress on Friday, though. So, and it didn't have bloodstains on it from when her mom shot her.
Oh wow. Okay.
At her first wedding. So, yeah. I mean, Melanie should be thankful Carly's not coming to this one. So.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that Carly's not going to be there. So. Okay. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.